Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. According to your word, in you we live and move and have our being. Because our lives are hid with Christ in God, in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for life and life in abundance. Amen.
We are reading Romans 11 from verse 13 to 15. But I'm reading out of the Message translation from verse 11. The next question is, are they down for the count? Are they out of this for good? And the answer is a clear-cut no. Ironically, when they walked out, they left the door open and the outsiders walked in. But the next thing you know, the Jews were starting to wonder if perhaps they had walked out on a good thing. Now, if their leaving triggered this worldwide coming of non-Jewish outsiders to God's kingdom, just imagine the effect of their coming back. What a homecoming. But I don't want to go on about them. It's you, the outsiders, that I'm concerned with now, because my personal assignment is focused on the so-called outsiders. I make as much of this as I can when I'm among my Israelite kin, the so-called insiders, hoping they'll realize what they're missing and want to get in on what God is doing. If their falling out initiated this worldwide coming together, their recovery is going to set off something even better, mass homecoming. If the first thing the Jews did, even though it was wrong for them, turned out for your good, just think what's going to happen when they get it right.
Hallelujah. Powerful. I love the message. It explains it beautifully. So we can see, you know, the Jews were a people that was not a people initially. When God made mankind and then they gathered together and then he split them up, the Tower of Babel I'm talking about, then all different nations were split up with different languages. And then out of one of these nations, he called Abram. And then from Abram became this unique people, the Jews. And that was like God's message to the world. They were like God's church at the time, there to reveal his goodness, reveal what he stands for. And so everything was pointing to a time when Jesus would come and then they would be blessed. They would be empowered then, like Jesus was on earth here, to be powerful light workers, ministers of the gospel with the power of the Holy Spirit. But we know the story. The stone the builders rejected. They rejected Jesus. And so they missed out on the fullness, the beauty that's available now in Christ. He's ruling and reigning to fill all things and bring all things back to the original intent. And the intent is that God's kingdom be on earth as it is in heaven, as we see in our Father's prayer where Jesus tells us what we need. So the wonderful thing, thinking about yesterday's reading, they were holding fast to the law that was pointing to Jesus coming. He would come and fulfill the law. And so it says their table is a snare and it causes them to just bow their backs and just be in depression. It's a horrible religious state because the reality is there and they haven't taken hold of it. But now praise God, he's taken others. He's taken us from all different tribes, different nations, different languages. He's called us and we his body now, we his bride now, we his called out ones now, to make them jealous. And so it's so wonderful just to understand now that the goodness of God is available and we need to just stay looking to our God and drawing from our God so as to be relevant, to make not just the Jew jealous, but to make every person in this world jealous that is not in on this kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. Remember the prophetic word. A light will come out of the darkness and it will shine because this light has defeated the enemy in every way, just like the Midianites were defeated. I'm speaking now about Isaiah chapter 9. He will be, and as Jesus, he will be a wonderful counselor, almighty God, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government, on the increase of his kingdom, there will be no end. So the reality has happened, and we are in this now to make all jealous. So we need to just stay in tune. I was reading Ephesians chapter 1 in the Message. Please do that. And you can just see the bigness of the goodness that is available. And we need to now be tuned into it. What is the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And that's where the joy comes. That's where the peace comes. And that's where we're witnessing that we've got a good God. So just think of it. The goodness that we have is the abundance of God's original plan for us, uniquely for each and every one of us. But when we tap into that, we're waking up, we're getting an idea of what everyone else has got. And so we are motivated by this love to share with others. Say, listen, come out of the darkness. Yeah, your God is here. Your Savior is here. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing as God predestined for you to have. So those that he predestined, those who he has inheritance for, he calls, and those he calls, he justifies, and those he justifies, he glorifies. So stay in the Lord, be refreshed, be encouraged, and be a light of revelation to this world that needs a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.